Hello, everyone. Welcome to another JMC Live. I know it's been a while since Christmas. We've been getting things published, and there's a couple of more articles being published. This program tonight, today, wherever you are in the world, is about Miranda's dream that she recently published and posted about. There have been several calls and texts and comments to different people. We sent this to faith leaders around the world, from the underground church to other leaders that are known here in the United States. Tonight, Miranda is going to come to you and share this story about her dream and what it means for America, what it means for Israel and the underground church abroad. Miranda?
Well, first, what I share tonight is not, it is not me. It is not my words. It is not really my dream. It is not anything of me. I am just the person sharing what the Lord wants you to know. And I needed this. This has encouraged me as much as I hope it encourages you who are facing suffering in a great capacity, whether it be persecution or illness or fear, just uncontrolled fear of what is happening in our world today, because so much biblical prophecy is being fulfilled. This is not easy, but as I share this with you, just please pray for me. Just pray for me. And after you've heard the message, in its entirety, if you want to have a conversation with me and Jeremy about this, feel free to write us. If you have our phone number, call us. However, if you are writing us to have an just to argue about the message the Lord's given, I'm going to just continue to refer to the scriptures, because I have a lot of scriptures that support this, the message, and kind of just back it up. And I will continue to just refer to the scriptures, because that inevitably, it doesn't matter what I think, it doesn't matter what I feel, it's what the scripture says about what I'm sharing and what the Lord wants me to share. And with that, I'm going to read exactly what is posted on our ministry blog, because I cannot take away or add to this. Because it is what the Lord wants me to share, and I will only share what he has given me to share, and I will not add or take away from that. So this is a message from the Lord to the Jews and Gentiles in the underground church across the world and Israel. And that includes you, any Christian, any Jew that is faithfully, uncompromising, continue to follow the scriptures and what the Bible says in the face of so many churches and so many denominations and so many people falling, you know, compromising and following a false gospel. In the early hours of the morning on Sunday, April 7th, 2024, I, Miranda Caverly, your sister in Christ, was given a dream from the Lord. What I share now with you is exactly as I dreamed it, and nothing has been added or taken away from what I saw and experienced. The meaning of the dream that the Lord gave me came on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. And the meaning of that dream that I share is just exactly as the Lord spoke it to me. Nothing has been added or taken away from the meaning of the meaning of the dream that the Lord gave me. These are not my words I write, but the words the Lord gave me to speak and share with you. To encourage you through these dark times, whether you live in the United States of America, like myself, or in any other country across the world, this message is for the whole church, because we all are facing persecution now or in the near future, who do not compromise our faith for a false gospel. My prayer in sharing this dream with you is that the fear that you may be feeling as seeing what is happening in our world and the personal attacks you may be fighting, that fear be replaced with peace and joy that only the Lord can bring. The dream. Sunday, April 7, 2024. I had a dream that I found myself with a small group of men and women in what looked to be the ruins of a great medieval cathedral church. The church was in ruins except for a huge and beautiful stained glass window. We were all running from the demons that had chased us out of tunnels that were under the church, and the demons were trying to kill us. Then suddenly I heard this roaring sound coming from the outside of the church. It was as if dozens of helicopters were flying low over the church. A man grabs my arm and tells me to hide. I follow the man to an alcove in the church across the room from the huge stained glass window. We were able to hide, but yet still see what was happening. I started seeing shadows moving across the stained glass window on the outside. The man that had helped me hide whispered to me, saying, "Whatever you do, do not make a sound or move, or else they will kill you. They are the Pytherian angels, and they have been activated." I then saw those angels coming into the church. There had to be thousands of them. They filled the church and the outside. Each one of the angels stood at least 8 feet tall. Some were taller. They had enormous white wings, and in the feathers of their wings, there were flecks of gold and silver shimmering. All the angels wore armor, a breastplate, a helmet, sword, shield, and knee-high boots. And every angel's armor was a different color. Some had bright red armor, others had blue and gold. Every color of the rainbow was represented. And on their armor, there was precious stones like rubies, emeralds, diamonds, sapphires. Their armor seemed to be personalized to each individual angel that wore it. When I saw the army of angels, I was terrified and made sure I did not move or make a sound, just as the man had told me. It was not their size that terrified me, as much as the power and the authority that they commanded that I could feel down in my soul. More so than the demons that had been chasing us just a few minutes ago. The angels marched through the church to a ladder that led down what looked like a giant well under the church into the tunnels we had run from to escape the demons. These Pytherian angels were sent to fight the demons and protect us who were hiding in the church. And then I woke up. From that day, Sunday, April 7th, 2024, until Thursday, April 18th, 2024, I prayed. I read scriptures, and I waited on the Lord to give me the meaning of this dream. I even looked up the word Pytherian, P-A-T-H-E-R-I-A-N. But it was a word that does not exist in the dictionary or anywhere on the internet. Then the meaning of the dream came. And on Thursday, April 18, 2024, around 2:30 a.m., I woke up. And I was lying in bed awake, kind of just, you know how you wake up and you're just laying there and you kind of get ready to turn over and go back to sleep. Well, I was laying there awake when I heard Jesus's voice. And he said to me, "This is the meaning of your dream. The building you were in was a church. The demons were chasing you underground. The dream is a message for the underground persecuted church and Israel. The devil and his demons are attacking you and trying to kill you. But do not fear them. My Pytherian angels are going before and fighting them and protecting you." And there was a pause, and then Jesus said, "The word Pytherian is not one word. It is two words." And after saying that, Jesus left me. And I laid there in bed, wide awake, trying to take this all in. The dream kept replaying over and over again in my mind, and I did not sleep the rest of the night and just laid there in my bed processing everything. Now, I must address how I knew how to spell Patherian angels. The Lord showed me a picture kind of in my mind, and I saw a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper was spelled in print Patherian angels, Patherian angels. And when I got up out of bed for the day, I looked up the meaning of the words path and Aryan, and they both exist. The definition of the word path in the dictionary has five definitions. The first definition and the fourth definition of the word is what I am to share with you. Path. First meaning, a way, beat, formed or trodden by the feet of persons or animals. And the fourth definition of path is a course of action, conduct, or procedure. And in italics, it said in the dictionary, path of righteousness. It turns out the word Aryan, E-R-I-A-N, is actually a name and not a word. That can be either a boy or a girl's name. It is an old Celtic name that comes from the Anglo-Saxons. The name Aryan means one who plows. The words path dash Aryan put together literally mean path plower. And you could also say it also, you could say it also means way maker. The Patherian angels are making and clearing the way for God's people, Jews and Gentiles, protecting us from the devil and his demons. The church that was in ruins I was in, represents the state of the church today and how the devil has gotten into these great buildings to destroy it. The small group I was with represents those who are still faithful, have stood strong, unwavering in their faith, even though the church building around them is in ruins. God has not abandoned us. Those who are covered in the blood of Jesus are faithful and have not compromised in the face of so many churches turning from the scriptures and are now preaching a false gospel. The Lord has his Patherian angels going before us and preparing the way and protecting us. In my past personal experiences with angels and what is written in scriptures, usually when angels appear, the first thing they say is, do not be afraid. However, in this dream, it was not the case. There are scriptures throughout the Old and New Testament of the Bible that there are experiences with angels similar to the Patherian angels I saw in my dream. I can truly understand now, when I read the scriptures, why people were so terrified when they saw an angel. The man in the dream that helped me and warned me about the Patherian angels, I do not know if he was an angel or not. But if he was, he was most certainly a guardian angel because he helped protect me from harm, just like the other angels I have been visited by in past dreams. I share these things with you not in the hope to bring myself recognition, fame, or fortune. I share these things with you in the hope to be obedient to the Lord and to share his message with you in the hope it will encourage you that you have peace and joy in knowing the Lord is fighting for you and protecting for you. And with that, I'm going to pause for just a moment and that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing the Lord wants me to share. And after this, I'm going to share some of the scripture, the main scripture points from the Bible that the Lord wanted me to share that show that there are, you know, people's encounter with angels similar to what I experienced. And so we begin in the Old Testament in Exodus 23, verses 20 through 30. And the Lord told Moses, "Behold, I am going to send an angel before you to keep and guard you on the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Be on your guard before him. Listen and obey his voice. Do not be rebellious towards him or provoke him. He will not pardon your transgressions." And so what the Lord is saying there, he says, don't get in his way and don't mess with him because he will kill you. You got to get out of his way and just do whatever he says. "But if you will indeed listen and truly obey his voice and do everything that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. When my angel goes before you and brings you to the land of the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, I will reject them and completely destroy them. You shall not bow down to worship their gods, nor serve them, nor do anything in accordance with their practices. You shall completely overthrow them and break down their sacred pillars and images of pagan worship. You shall serve only the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and water. I will also remove sickness from among you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the numbers of your days. I will send my terror ahead of you, and I will throw into confusion all the people among whom you come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you in flight. I will send hornets ahead of you, which shall drive out the Hivite and the Canaanite and the Hittite before you. I will not drive them out before you in a single year, so that the land does not become desolate due to lack of attention, and the wild animals of the field do not become too numerous for you. I will drive them out before you little by little until you have increased and are strong enough to take possession of the land." And then in 2 Kings 19, 32 through 35, it says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he will not come to this city, Jerusalem, nor shoot an arrow there, nor will he come before it with a shield, nor throw a siege ramp against it by the way that he came, by the same way he will return. And he will not come into this city, declares the Lord. For I will protect this city to save it, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." Then it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went forth and struck down 185,000 men in the camp of the Assyrians. When the survivors got up early in the morning, behold, all 185,000 of them were dead. 1 Chronicles 21:15. God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying it, the Lord looked and relented concerning the catastrophe and said to the destroying angel, "It is enough. Now remove your hand of judgment." And the angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Psalm 78:49 through 53. He sent upon them his burning anger, his fury and indignation and distress, a band of angels of destruction among them. He leveled a path for his anger to give it free run. He did not spare their souls from death, but turned over their lives to the plague. He killed all the firstborn of Egypt, the first and the best of their strength, in the tents of the land of the sons of Ham. But God led his own people forward like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a good shepherd with a flock. He led them safely so that they did not fear, but the sea engulfed their enemies. Matthew chapter 13, verse 49. "So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous." And this is the last scripture that talks about these kind of angels going before and paving a path, making a way. And this is to come. This is Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 through 19. Then the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a solitary voice from the four horns of the golden altar which stands before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great Euphrates River. So the four angels who had been prepared for the appointed hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the next verse talks about the troops, specifically a cavalry of angels that these four angels are over to send, that are being sent out to kill a third of mankind. Whew. The number of the troops of cavalry was twice 10,000 times 10,000, which equals 200 million angels. I heard the number of them, and this is how I saw the horses and their riders in my vision. The riders had breastplates, armor, the color of fire and of hyacinth, sapphire blue, and of brimstone, yellow. And the heads of the horses looked like the heads of lions, and from out of their mouths came fire and smoke and brimstone, burning sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire and smoke and the brimstone that came from the mouths of the horses, for the power of the horses to do harm is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents and have heads, and it is with them that they do harm. I have other scriptures, 5 other scriptures listed that you can look up in this post. Joshua 5:13 through 15, Numbers 22:31 through 35, and Psalms 103:20 and 21, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7 and Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, and Revelation 12:7. Now I want to read to you that could be very scary to hear these angels, and I want to share with you the scriptures that talk about the Jews, Gentiles, who persevere unwavering in their faith until the end, and how God protects us and what he promises to us. Psalm 91:11. For he will command his angels in regard to you to protect and defend and guard you in all of your ways of obedience and service. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Now, at that end time, Michael, the great angelic prince, who stands guard over the children of your people, will arise, and there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time. But at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, will be rescued. Matthew 24, verses 9 through 14. And I emphasize this scripture especially because Jesus himself said this while he was still on earth. And they will hand you over to endure tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time, many will be offended and repelled by their association with me and will fall away from the one whom they should trust, and will betray one another, handing over believers to their persecutors, and will hate one another. Many false prophets will appear and mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. But the one who endures and bears up under suffering to the end will be saved. This good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. And then Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16. For as we all know, he, Christ, does not take hold of the fallen angels to give them a helping hand, but he does take hold of the fallen descendants of Abraham, extending to them his hand of deliverance. Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. Because you, this is the church that John is writing, that the angel told John, said, write these up to this church. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to persevere, I will keep you safe from the hour of trial, that hour which is about to come on the whole inhabited earth to test those who live on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold tight that you have so that no one will take your crown by leading you to renounce your faith. And lastly, Revelation chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will grant to him the privilege to sit beside me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down beside my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. And that is the final scripture that the Lord told me to share with you. And in this post, I also put the entire chapter of Matthew 24, because this is Jesus telling his disciples and those that were with him, this is the sign of my return, the signs of my return. And there are so many of these signs happening now that, in my opinion, we shouldn't be looking at the sky. We should be listening. We shouldn't be looking around at what's going on. We should be listening for the sound of the trumpet. And so we will share that in the link. It's all, we've already got it on our pinned on our Facebook page at the top, where you can immediately click on it and read it for yourself. And with that, Jeremy, will you say a prayer, and then we'll kind of discuss. We'll share a bit more in depth.
Well, after that. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to end this right now because we're having technical difficulties. I'm not sure if this is recording or not, but my system CPU is going up to 100%. So I'm going to say a prayer and we're going to end this. And if we can come back, we'll do a separate video as a discussion. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to share Miranda's dream. We pray for those that have already read the article or discussed this on the phone or in the email and text and other forms of media. Lord, that you will just bless them, that you will guide them, that the message of the church will understand to translate this even more, to be able to go forth and spread the message of the gospel across the four corners of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Amen.